now.
Hits.com.au.
So there's this video that's trending this morning right around Australia. It's fresh out of Newcastle.
Mm.
And it's of a man who is on a mobility scooter towing his boat along the Pacific Highway near Newcastle.
Oh, I love this so much.
Now, I mean, I get it. You need to move a boat. Surely you have another option other than Steel and Pop's mobility scooter to move it.
What I love is that all of the big ute companies go, this is like got X amount of torque or whatever to pull your boat or your trailer or whatever. And this mobility scooter company never said boo, and they're just killing the game.
I don't know, because he was stuck at the traffic lights there for a bit, right? So he had to, like, stand. He was at a standstill.
Give it a push start.
And then as he's going to try and go around, he's realised he's not getting anywhere. So he's, like, pushed the mobility scooter. He's trying to do, like, the run and jump, and he jumps back on. But as he turns, I mean, the police nab him by then.
Low speed chase.
So, I mean, yeah, he couldn't really get too far. I mean, even if he unhooked the boat, he still wouldn't go.
A brisk walk would have caught him.
Anyway, he's being charged by way of a future court attendance notice. Driving was disqualified because he was disqualified.
Oh, didn't even have a license.
Use of unregistered vehicle on the road, use of uninsured vehicle on the road, and use of unregistered trailer on the road as well too. Now, I know what you're probably thinking,
mate.
Like, you know, when I first read the headline, I thought surely it was just like a little tinny.
Yeah.
No, it's a 17-foot motorboat. Like...
I love the optimism of this bloke, but also that he's not just gone out there, like, the trailer's not registered, the boat's probably not registered, like, he doesn't have a license, he's gone the whole hog.
I'm surprised he didn't have a BB in his hand, seriously, he was cruising.
Surprised he wasn't texting and drinking at the same time.
If you want to find out what else is trending, go to hit.com.au. I've also got the footage from Nine News. I'm going to chuck it up on our Instagram stories.
Yeah, Hit FM WA if you want to go and check it out.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch up on Hit FM.
Dirty before 6:30.
The stories that are just a little bit too adult for little ears, so we put them earlier in the show while they're still likely to be asleep. Now, this morning...
It's usually the toddlers that are up early.
I know. That's true. Maybe it's counterintuitive. Maybe we should put it just before 9 o'clock.
Maybe.
When all the kids have been dropped off at school.
Yes. Parents. So all the parents that have done the job off are getting a good laugh out of it.
Yeah. So it's a local one this morning out of WA.
Ooh.
A little bit of dirty goss going on this morning. And basically the way this has started is Crime Stoppers is actually still looking for these people.
Okay.
So if you do see them, I mean, you can check out the pictures online.
Depends on how dirty this is. I mean...
it is safe for work to search this. Just depends what phrase you use.
Oh, no, I was talking about, like, whether or not I'll dob them in or not, you know?
Oh. Nah. You should. They've done something wrong, okay?
Okay.
The owner said about this crime, without exception, they will be seeking prosecution for every theft. So they are thieves.
Oh, okay. So yeah, but
we do
I get
need
it.
To call Crime Stoppers on these people. Basically, police allege that two women have stolen more than $600 worth of high-end adult toys.
Right.
Mm.
$600 worth of high-end. So what's that? Three? Four?
I don't know. What are they worth?
I couldn't tell you.
Couldn't you?
No, I'm cheap. So, I've never had that into the store.
So apparently they were caught on some high-quality security cameras that were in the store. And, I mean, I bet you there's a few other cameras in that store as well. But the pair apparently managed to steal the paraphernalia by removing the packaging and then sliding the...
Jeez, Jesse, you're almost giving them... Wait, sliding the... Whoa, where?
Up their shirts. So that they could sneak them out of the store. Whoa.
Well, I just feel like you're now telling people how to actually do it.
Oh, okay. Well, don't do it.
We're not condoning this.
One of the girls in the photo, a friend of mine actually recognized her.
Oh, my God. Who
thought she knew who it was, called Crime Stoppers, and dobbed her in, right? On her Facebook, this particular girl's Facebook, later on that day, there was a message saying, "Can everyone please stop calling Crime Stoppers on me? It's not me in the adult toy photo.
I love it. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So there you go. If you do see the story going around, Crime Stoppers would love to hear from you if you know one of those girls.
Where do we find the pictures?
And I would love to hear from you if you know one of those girls.
It's the Jesse and Jules catch-up on Hit FM.
And right now on 13, 12, 16, I want to talk about when you've ordered something and it hasn't turned out the way that you thought it was going to.
I love this story. I saw it last night, and I laughed so much. I'm not. It's bad and it's sad, but it's still so funny.
Because there's always an element of danger when you're ordering, you're pre-ordering something, and it's arriving in time for a specific event. Because when you get it, you either go and pick it up, or it gets dropped off to you, and you're like, "This has got to be exactly what I need."
Yeah. Now you've probably seen these. Like this article going around Facebook, and it is about a 3-year-old's birthday cake.
So
what was supposed to be decorated.
Shane is his dad's name, and Shane went to Woolies to buy a decorated cake. He asked, he paid $50 for it, which I think is pretty dear price for a cake.
Oh, should have just went for the chocolate mud cake.
Yeah, they're a little bit cheaper. That's what I would have gone for. A 3-year-old anyway is not going to remember.
Yeah.
But he asked for a cake, and his son loves frogs.
Yeah.
So he asked for a frog-themed cake, a frog-decorated cake.
Yeah.
Right? They said no worries. He turned up the Sunday morning of the birthday party to pick it up. And he was in such a rush, morning of the party, getting lots of things done.
Yeah.
He didn't check it while he was at the store. Got it home, opens up the box. It is literally a green square with a little weirdly small 3 and then a, like, weirdly small smiley face in the corner in darker green. It's just...
It is a basic cake. Let's put it out there. It is so basic. It is just a green iced cake, like, with, the letter 3, the number 3, and...
A little smiley face, like a dot, dot, and a line, right? Like, I want to know the person who was artistically doing this and stepped back and went, yeah, I've nailed this. I've absolutely killed it here.
Now, I feel so. Obviously, this happened on the East Coast, so we know it's not any of our WA Woolies people, so we're not putting you all in the same basket here.
And Woolies have come out since then and said, we don't actually decorate cakes, so we have no idea what you were buying, right? Like, we don't know what the person in the store said to you. But the fact remains is that he ordered something, had a certain set of expectations, and when he got it, it was completely below expectations.
Maybe. I'm just jumping in Woolies' defence here, but maybe the person, like, thought, like, oh, hadn't finished it yet, and they picked it up, you know, too early.
A bit early.
Yeah.
What do you reckon he was going to build on that little 3
absolutely.
There? Was?
Maybe it was. Maybe it was just a little mark out of that where
is,
he had
that
to
is a finished smiley face. All right? There's no way that gets any better. All right? So 13, 12, 16 this morning. If you've ever ordered anything, and I think that a few people have ordered things online as well, that this will probably come back to. If you've ever ordered anything and it hasn't lived up to your expectations, give us a call this morning. We'll put you in the running for that $100 MVP prize.
Jesse and Jules on Hit FM.
And now, Daz from Bunbury, what have you ordered that didn't live up to your expectations?
Fish.
Oh, what do you mean? Like undercooked, overcooked?
No, it's just, I want to pick the right word. It's just rubbish. I don't think any restaurant can cook fish. Either that or they've got old fish, one or the other.
Mm.
Mate, are you a keen fisherman?
Yeah.
So what we're getting at here is nothing lives up to your standard.
Well, that's right. And, you know, I cook my fish and everyone loves it, but I've never found a restaurant yet that can cook fish.
In the whole of the southwest, or the whole of WA, or the whole of Australia?
You know what? Someone does do a decent fish and chips. That's Millinup fish and chips.
Okay.
But apart from that,
what I'm thinking, Daz, is maybe you and I need to open a business together. Because if yours is the best, then we'll just make a lot of money, really.
Yeah, I'm waiting to taste. So I don't order fish out anymore. Yeah. I did at the start and I was like, oh, it's just not, I don't know, living so close to the ocean, I always just think it's going to be super fresh.
Yeah.
You always think that too, but I'm always disappointed.
Me too, Daz, me too. Maybe we should go on a bit of an expedition around, try and find
the best seafood.
The best seafood, the best fish.
All righty.
Okay, Mel from Albany. What have you ordered and it just hasn't lived up to your standard?
My wedding cake.
Your wedding cake.
What happened?
Yeah, well, we had a few meetings with the woman who was making it, and I showed her some pictures of what I wanted, and she's all like, yep, no problem, I can do that.
Mm.
Yeah.
And we turn up to the reception, and it looked nothing like what I had shown her. Oh. And her response was, well, I don't copy other people's pictures.
Right.
I just do my own interpretation of it.
Oh.
Right.
Not what I was paying for.
And, yeah, so I paid a fortune for this cake and it was pretty disappointing. It wasn't actually what I wanted.
And was it not only a different design, but was it a bit rubbish as well?
Oh, it was okay, but, you know, you have a pretty specific idea in your head what you want things on your wedding day to be like.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because it is all about the pictures, right?
Well.
But how did it taste?
Yeah, it tasted good.
Okay, well, really, at the end of the day, that's like, yeah. But I'd be a little bit peeved off if that was me at my wedding cake.
Yeah, see, for the 3-year-old's birthday party, I'm like, it's all going to end up on the floor anyway. It doesn't matter.
That's right.
Well, actually, that's a good point. How wild was your wedding? Maybe all your cake ended up on the floor.
You've been listening to the Jesse and Jules catch-up on Hit FM.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.